It's kind of funny when everyone says what their first words were, and for me it's even more so because no one really has a clue. They say it's really the most important time for anyone, their child development bit of their lives, you know, the skills that really assist them in life, like, you know, learning to walk and talk. They always say they're the two main milestones, and for me, I was actually surprisingly quite a quick walker. Just took me quite a while with the speaking.
What are you doing today, Sean?
That's me as a kid. My name's Sean Allsop. I'm a radio student, so most of my work usually revolves around me using my voice. For most of my childhood, I suffered from a speech disorder. I want to find out how myself and other children with speech disorders find their voices through the process of speech therapy. To start off, I'm going to be looking into how our voices first develop. I spoke to broadcaster, poet, and children's author, Michael Rosen.
Right, you'll hear babies doing that. They will find that some sounds that they're making get results. So if I go m, 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 and I point at water, my mother, food, and perhaps even lift me up, mm-hmm. It's starting to get results. So I will use it as a wish thing. Now, of course, quite often we'll say, oh, he said mummy, right? And quite often the baby may not be. If you look closely, it's just a thing I want, and therefore, and then I do, and I get approval, so I'll stick with this meh thing. And then I've got, again, my ears tuned, and I notice the people around me are saying mummy, and mummy say, give it to mummy, meaning me. We also have the meh sound for me, don't we? So you can see, to start off with, babies and toddlers gravitating around these key little syllables that get results and also tie with their immediate people around them, duh, and daddy, and dada.
But what happens when children hit a hurdle in this speech development? I looked through some old childhood documents with my mum to discover when my disorder became apparent.
Well, this is some of the stuff that I found out that I kept from over the years, different letters from different professionals. You developed normally as a baby. You did everything very, very quickly. I mean, you can see here, yeah, you smiled at 3 weeks. It's usually about 6 weeks. You sat up with support at 2 months, and you sat up alone at 5.5 months.
I like the, look, my child walks completely alone 9 months. Yeah. But this one, nothing's been written in it. My child put 2 or 3 words together.
Because by that time, you know, you would be filling this in at the around the age of around about 18 months, 2 years old. Mm. It was 2 or 3 words that I could understand was probably, well, it certainly wasn't 2 or 3 years old. It was more like 6. And then they still weren't pronounced as they should have been.
What's that?
Like other children with a speech disorder, it's apparent that speech problems don't go away naturally, and that's when speech therapy is there to help.
Yes. However, they did recall you in 6 months' time, and I think that was because of your speech, because back here, at your 3 to 4 year check, that's when they, 19th of May, 98.
98, yeah.
They referred you to, that's when you were first referred to a speech therapist.
I'm here at Meath Primary School, a specialist speech and language school, to talk to Simon Elliott, the head of therapy. How do you know the child has a speech disorder? When's the first time you realise it's a problem?
Well, a speech disorder could become quite obvious quite early on, actually, especially to the parents of the child. They may notice that child isn't communicating, isn't making all the usual early babbling type sounds that most children will make at a very early stage. So it could become obvious quite early on. It may become evident slightly later when they're starting to develop more language, and it becomes evident that a lot of that language is difficult to follow because there's no clarity in the speech, which makes it the case that speech sounds are not being produced correctly in that child's speech. So it becomes quite evident there.
So what methods do they use in speech therapy? And how do they work? What methods do you go down for improving it? Is it just a one straight and narrow for everyone?
Absolutely not. We have, because it depends on what the diagnosis is, from a range of assessments. We do have standardised formal assessments. If we're talking about speech sounds, I suppose I could use phrases like minimal pairs, where the child has to spot the difference between two words that sound the same except for one sound. So we have to find that they can tell the difference when they hear it themselves, mm-hmm. and then train them to be able to speak the difference as well. So meaning comes into it as mm-hmm. well. We have to let the child realise that if they're saying big instead of pig, mm-hmm. that every time they said big instead of pig, where's the meaning gone? The meaning is completely confused. So we bring meaning into that on pure articulation. Mm. We get the child to think about what the meaning is within that sentence and why is it breaking down? Why are people not understanding me?
And one or two different bits here. So it says, Sean receives speech therapy on a reasonably regular basis until the age of 6. He was diagnosed as having what is described as a phonological sound disorder. Sean is believed to have age-appropriate understanding. However, he continues to manifest significant difficulties with spoken language.
I discovered my disorder was a phonological sound delay, meaning I struggled to distinguish different sounds in my speech.
What you just described was where instead of distinguishing between your production of different initial consonants, you tended to blur them so that P and B and D maybe all ended up as B. But you thought inside you that you were doing it. So there's a clear difference.
The therapist then has to pinpoint what speech sounds are the best sounds to work on, which do you need to help your speech develop, to become more understandable, intelligible to people. Mm-hmm. And so in your case, obviously, you weren't producing the Sammy Snake sound correctly, and they would have used that it's a visual way really of representing the sound to a very young child. We have to use methods that are appropriate for that age group. You know, you can't really talk to a very young child about, can you get your tongue in the right place, which is just on the ridge behind your teeth there, and blow ever so gently.
When you go to these little methods, little games, should that be kept here just for the professionals, the therapists, or should it be like a family matter with friends involved as well? Should we just stay here, or should it like continue outside their lives?
No, ideally, I don't know if you, in your case, Sean, but ideally it's something that needs to be done all the time, really, especially the speech science.
You must remember the work that we used to do at home, all the speech therapy games
I remember a little bit. Can we go?
And we'd do them as a family and do them together with you choking, trying to hold your tongue down, saying Sammy Snake with an S instead of Nummy Nake.
Time passes and process is made. I can now speak quite well. As some sounds I struggle with, like a phenomenon, or fire extinguisher. I can't. There's the only two words I've struggled across.
Can I just say that again? Fire extinguisher.
Fire X. The X.
That's going into the T is difficult.
It's the movement, and it's quite interesting when I come across these words, because it reminds me of how real the situation is, and for people who can't say nearly any word, how excruciating that must be.
It's excellent to see that you've got to this point in your life, and you're at university now, and you're aware of the input and the support you had in the past, but it's obviously not holding you back. In fact, I think it's made you more focused by the look of it.
I discovered that speech therapy is no simple task. It's a long road with no guaranteed success that requires the involvement of therapists, schools, and families.
Everyone who is anything in the world. Good boy.
I'm immensely grateful I received the support as a child. And I'm very glad to see there are speech therapists out there who will do all they can to help a child find their voice.